This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Kids, Mishnah Yomi. We are in Tamid. Dalet Beis. Today we'll be doing Dalet Beis, and we'll try to do Dalet Beis and Gimel, although they are quite long. Dov and Dog. Not particularly hard, but quite lengthy. From Dalet Gimel is definitely from the longest Mishnahs and Shas, no question about it. All right, let's see what happens. Let's back up to yesterday. We did Gimel Tess. The one who's like in the Dishim is Echa Pnimi. He goes and takes the Tani and he goes and puts it in front of him and he goes and goes over the Mizbech Apnimi and the Mizbech Shal Kateris. And he takes the Gecholim, the ash that's there from the previous day, and he takes fistfuls and put it inside the Tani. And then he sweeps the rest with his little sweeper. And then he leaves. He leaves the Tani there because he's going to bring it out together with the Dishim Mizbech Apnimi. The one who's the Mizbech Menorah. What is Zeichan the Dishon Menaira? Okay, this is a little bit complicated. He goes there. If he finds the two eastern ones are lit, then fine, that's Gevaldik. That's ideal. So just Medashin the others, take out the Dashin, put it in the Kuz, leave those lit. And later he's going to come back. We'll talk about it. I assume we're going to get back to it. And he's going to be mates of those two. I think he's going to put them out, take the Dashin, and then relight the Maravi. I believe that's how it works. On the other hand, he finds them extinguished, then he does a little dishon on them, not like a full dishon, just like a little bit, lights them back up, because you want them lit while you do the dishon of the other five. Then later he's going to come back, I think, do the full dishon on those two, and then relight the western again. It's like a little bit, it's like lighting the Menorah Maravik three times. It gets very confusing. There's different sheets also. There was a store in front of the Menorah with three steps, and the Kohen stands on them, is made to the Neiris, and he puts the Kuz on the second step, and he goes out. Rabbi Isai, Dalet Aleph. Okay. They did not tie up the Tzalah, they just did Ma'akid. That means one Yad to one Regel. Someone who's Zoiche and Evarim, the people that get to bring the varim, they help him to hold the animal down. You have the animal with his head in the south, but facing the west. The sheikhid stands in the east, facing the west. I think we had it in a Mishnah way back, maybe in Yuma. Sounds very familiar. Shachar, the one in the morning, was on the, you want the eastern sun, so you're going to go over to the west to get the eastern rays. You're Martzvonis Maravis on the second ring from the Mizbeach. Ben Arbaim, you're on the eastern side, getting the western sun in the afternoon. Also on the second ring, because you don't want to be blocked by the tzel of the Mizbeach. Shecht, you do Kabbalah, you go over first to the Mizrach Tzvainis, do Achashe Arba, Achashe Shtaim over there, Maravis Dramis, Achashe Arba over there, the Sherei Dam goes on the aside, Dramy. Okay, Rabbi Zeh, let's go! Dalet Beis. We have to do Hefshit v'nituach by a carbon oila, which the Talmud is a carbon oila. Okay, do we have to skin it and then cut it up? Fine. How exactly to cut it up is not clear in the Torah, but there was a Masera how to do it. That was done, how they used to cut up animals. Lo yeshayv erba, yes, haregel, they do not cut, they do not break the leg. That would be the way butchers would do it. They would first break it. We don't do that. Okay. Fine. Elonaikvai, we make a hole. Metoich arkuvai. Vitoilabai, and you hung by it. I think we used the left leg. I think it was the left one.
In my book just says the back leg.
Back leg, but I think it was the left. We said that earlier. Okay, so review once again. We have the three, really four parts of the leg. The bottom is the parsa. Parsa, the Korea, I don't know how to pronounce that properly, Kara, the Shoik and the Yerech. This is the Arkuva Aliona, Arkuva Tachtoina, and you want below, so by the Kara below the Arkuva Tachtoina. That's where you're going to hang it.
We make a hole in both legs.
Yeah?
We make a hole just behind the knee in both legs.
Both legs? Really?
Hang the animal up. Sorry.
Really?
That's what, yeah.
Okay, I think I did see a footnote about that. Hold on one second. Yes. Tzitzis Yom Tov says, some say they did first both legs, then eventually they cut off the right one, and eventually it was just the left. Mm-hmm. Others say, no, they always did just the left. So it's a discussion, yes, you are...
Big machlokes.
Machlokes, yes. Okay, Ms. Titan, you are not wrong. You are not wrong. Hoya mafshit, he skins it, the yorin, and he goes down. With, I guess, just one big slit, until he reaches the chest. He first skinned the legs, makes one long cut till he reaches the chest. Higilchaz reaches the chest. Chodesarish cuts off the head. But gives the person who's zeichet to bring the head up to the mizbeach. We're going to talk more. We talked about him earlier. We mentioned it briefly. We're going to talk about him again later. It's going to come up again. Fine. The head is not skinned. No. Okay. Talk about exactly why you did it in this order specifically. Fine. Let's continue. Chotech is a crime. You cut off all four legs, the bottom part of the leg. But it has to all be hanging. I don't know. Lezach nasan lemisha zachabai. He gives it to whoever is zeich in it. The crime were all four by one person? Just looking back. No, the crime were not mentioned in the Mishnah. If you look in Gimel Aleph, the Kriyam, they say, goes with, they say over here, it went with the fellow who got the Kribayim, which is the innards. The Kribayim and the Kriyam go together. Got that? Got that. Unesan lemisha zacha bahen. And we give it to whoever was zeich. Yeah, fine. Merik es ha-hefshit. At this point, the mafshit would finish the hefshit. Fine. Just means finish the skinning. Okay. Kara es halev, he rips the heart, Hotizum takes the blood. Why do they do that? This dam is not roy to come on the mizbeach, it was not in the klishar, therefore they must remove it. Okay. So the yadayim, let's remember, the two yadayim are brought up by one kohen. That's his portion. Cuts off the two yadayim, and sell mishazach and give it to the one who's zeicha. Fine. Right and left, two front legs. Okay, all of the regular yamanis. He goes up, I don't know, like up to the back right leg. Remember that was brought with the reish. Okay, we'll look at Gimel Aleph. He cuts it. He gives the person who is zeicha. Shtei beitzim. He gives the testicles. Come with it. Still being hung by its left leg. Okay. Yeah. Next. Karoi. He rips what? The actual animal. Ninsakula gala funav. The whole thing is revealed. And I guess just ripped the... He already took off the skin.
He rips the whole body cavity.
The whole body cavity. Okay. Nautilus ha pader. What is the pader? Type of chelev that covers up the kerev, the innards. Very thin piece of chelev, of fat. Covers all the digestive organs. Okay. Takes the pader. Unasanoi al beish shchitas harayish mamalon. So he puts the poder on the place where the roast was shechted on top. Okay. He would, when they brought the roast up to the mizbeach, the place where it was shechted, the cut, was facing upwards, and to make it more respectful, to cover it, they put the poder. Notice the kravayim takes the innards. Zachal Misha Zachaban, whoever gets them, Ladichim Yester, first rinse them off. Okay? They have schmutz, I don't know, maybe they have excrement on it. Keres, another type of the stomach, I forgot which one that is. If you have the English, let me know. Which stomach is this?
They don't say.
The keres. Madich rasai, madichin. There was a special lishka where they did washing, actually, on the south side by the Sharamayim. Cold circle, as necessary. Okay. Vakravayim, innards, the kishkis. Medichin asolish pambiuta, you rinse it at least three times. So it was a cold circle by the keres as much as necessary. Here we say there's a minimum of three. I don't like exactly understand it. There it said that it sounded like there was no minimum, no maximum. We do as necessary. But here there's a minimum of three. I don't 100% get why that is. They didn't really explain.
Here it just says the stomach can be cleaned with only one or two possibly.
Right, but this needs at least three.
It's very thin.
And they would do it on the marble tables that were in the basement b'chaim and north of the mizbeach by the eight pillars. They're tables of Shayish. Oh, it says that. Okay. Shalom Shayish on marble tables, between the pillars. At least three times. Okay, Rabbi Isai, get ready for Mishnah Gimel. It's a marathon. Wow. Not the Sasaki takes the knife. Pifrish. Okay. He had taken down put down the knife momentarily for whatever reasons to do what he was doing. Now he picks the knife back up. Hifrish Zareya, Min Hakovit. Takes the lung from the liver. The etzba kovit and the finger of the liver from the liver. Min Hakovit from the liver. So you divide the liver into like liver, lung, liver, finger. The liver would be brought with the right side of the animal. The lung would be brought with the neck. The finger of the liver would be brought with the tail. I wish I knew exactly what these things are. Got to take apart an animal. Loya mazizamim kaima. When you take off the finger of the liver from the liver, you do not move it because it's very small and very lightly attached, and if you move it, it might fall off. Okay. Say so. Fine. He makes a hole in the chest. He gives it to whoever was Zaycha. What do you mean make a hole in the chest? They say over here, it means when you take out the chest, you make a hole. Because you leave a hole behind. Okay. Fine. All the Daifanimam comes to the right side. Choytech v'yared ad ha-shedra. Cuts until he reaches the backbone. V'negev shedra does not touch the backbone. Hachemagil shteit slos rak. Until he reaches the two soft ribs. Okay. So he took off the chest. Goes to the right side, yeah, by the tail, and starts cutting the meat and the ribs. But the shedra is not going to come with the right side. It's going to come with the left side. He's going to reach the two small ribs. They say it's important for us to know. In an animal, there's 11 ribs on each side. In addition, the end of the shedra by the tail, and at the beginning and close to the neck, there's two small ones. They do not have marrow. They're called shtei tzlaos rakos, two soft ribs. So you have 22 large ones, and then you have eight small ones. Four in the front, four in the back. Okay. When we do the daifen, we do not want to include those soft ones by the neck and the soft ones by the tail. The ones at the neck are going to be brought with the neck, and the ones at the tail are brought with the tail. Okay. Chotra, you cut it off from the Salam Mishazacha, whoever goes like. Kovit, and you get a liver. Okay? I mentioned that briefly before. Ba loy legera comes to the neck. The neck gets the two soft ribs, really four, on each side. Okay. Gera was brought together with chaza, with the chest. Chata, you cut it, naslam, vishazacha, ba whoever zeicha. Kana, windpipe, lave, heart, rea, and the lungs of Tolimba all come along with the gera and the chaza. They didn't mention that, but that was mentioned before in Gimel Aleph. Ba'alai. Tlefen Asmolus. Left side. V'niach ba'a shteit slois rakois mamalon. The two vertebrae on the top, shteit slois rakois mamalon on the bottom, are not included. Kach m'niach b'chaverta. Also by its friend. Okay, I think we spoke about that already. Nimsa meniach b'shtein, both sides. Shtaim. Two on the right. Shtaim, amal, two on the front. Shtaim, amal, two in the back. It's four and four. Okay. Chatra, you cut it off, v'nasa mishazachah, but whoever gets it. Shedrim, oh, the left one gets the shedra, and tchul. What is it, tchul, the spleen? He ha'isa g'dayah, the left one was bigger, but the amin, this cardiac that was referred to as the Gedaila, Shekavitala, because it has the liver. Apparently the liver was big. The left one was really heavier, because it has a Shedra. But Lamaisa, the right one, at the end of the day, altogether was heavier, because it also has got the liver. So you have to know which one to put in your right hand, which one to put in your left hand. That's why I need to know. Polkitz comes the tail. Chaitli, you cut it off, and the Mishazach will give it, whoever gets the tail. Okitz was given with Regel, with the back left foot. Alyo, tail, etzba, kovet, finger of the kovet, we spoke about that. Shtei klois and two kidneys, imoy, with that. Okay. Another regal, smali, take the left back foot, that's the mishazachaba. That goes the same person. Okay. Nimtza, kol nayin, mishur, everyone standing in a row. Evarim, be adam, with evarim in their hands. Rish, in the first coin. Rish, regal, their head, and the back right leg. Rish, be of the head and his right. And the nose facing his arm. The karnov bein etzba oisov. And the horns between the fingers. Basically, toss him all the neck where it's cut is up top. Vaped, they're nothing allowed with the fat on top of that. Reg, I'll show you in the right foot is with someone in his left hand. Bizarre, the skin side is facing outward. Okay, he's the first one. What does that mean, the base? Always put the more chashav part in your right hand, less chashav part in your left hand. Okay, the side that they took off the skin goes in by your fingers. Mashenka, the part where it's cut off from the body, is less chashav, less, doesn't look as nice as your face inward, is more of a covetic that way. Ah, Shein b'shtei adayim, number two. You take the two hands. B'shtei adayim. You mean b'mino small b'smolik, based on the chutz with the skin outside. Shlish, the next third one, b'okitz regal, the tail, and the back left foot. Okitz b'mino, okitz. Tail on your right. The alya, Mandela's been, so the alya is hanging between his fingers. Etzba kovet, ushtei klois, with etzba kovet, ushtei klois. Reg, I'll show some of the back left leg is on his left hand. Beitzar, lechotz, the skin facing outward. Revi, the fourth kayin, b'chaz of Vigeri, is the chest and the neck. Chaz, we know that chest with the right Vigeri, b'smah, the neck and the left. Tzaloisa, ben etzbaisov, and the ribs between his fingers. Chmishi, the fifth one, Mishnei, defines the two sides. Min, be mean of the right. We said that was the heavier one. Small, but small, left to the left. Beser on the chutz, the beser on the chutz. Sheesh, the sixth one, bekervai. With kervai, mitsun ba bozich. What does that mean? That we're in a bozich, in a cup? Bozich is like a cup. What do they say over here? Big spoon. Big spoon. Yeah. Because I guess it's just they were too loose. You couldn't hold them otherwise. Everything else was held by the hand, it seems. Karayim, I'll give a mile on the legs on top of them. Oh, here it says clear. The Karayim went with the Karayim. Shvi, the seventh one, Besilas, the Minchas Nesachim. Shmini, Bechaviti, the Kohen Gadol. Chi, the ninth one, Beyayin, the wine. So, Mr. Titans, you see, there's nine people that bring things to Mizbeah, but we also had in the raffle 13, because we also had the Sheikh, the Zarek, Dishon Mizbeah, Pinimi, Dishon Amanaira. So, a total of 13 that won the raffle, but only nine that bring out the Mizbeah. So, that's what's going on. Holcho, they put them, Rasim Chatzi, Kevis Lamato, from the ramp, half of it, and below, the bottom half. Marovo, on the western side. They're going to leave them there until they reach Shema, and they're going to come back.
It says they were salted.
Yeah. Malchum, and they salted them there. They salted everything besides the wine. Even the, yes, the Mechaz Asachim, yes, and the Chaviti Kohen Gadol, yes. Yardu, they went down to Bola Mishka Zegozes. They went to Lashgaz the Shema, to read the Shema. And that's all for today. Okay, it wasn't as hard.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.